set to move on avoiding another government shutdown this weekend by voting on a border security compromise. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Negotiators finalized the legislation just before midnight, formalizing an uncommonly bipartisan compromise that would keep the government running while giving the president a fraction of the money he's demanded for a border wall. It would end a saga that began before Christmas, with the nation's longest shutdown following. Both chambers of Congress are virtually certain to pass it, and the president's expected to sign it. But that's not guaranteed, since he's made clear he's unhappy with the legislation, in which the word wall does not appear once. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe says he wanted investigations into President Trump's ties to Russia and possible obstruction of justice documented so they could not be closed or vanish without a trace. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, McCabe said he met with his investigators the day after his boss, James Comey, was fired in May of 2017. He says he wanted to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in the event he was also fired. CBS released an excerpt Thursday of the interview that will air on Sunday. McCabe also has a book coming out next week about his time in the FBI. The U.S. Senate is scheduled to vote Thursday on the confirmation of William Barr for Attorney General. Barr served under President George H.W. Bush and was selected by President Trump to succeed Jeff Sessions, who was ousted over his recusal from oversight of the Russia investigation. A federal judge has found that former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort intentionally lied to investigators and a federal grand jury in the Russia probe, and there's sufficient evidence that he's in breach of his plea agreement. The decision hurts his chance of receiving a reduced sentence next month. He remains jailed awaiting sentencing. This is VOA News. The Trump administration lashed out at some of America's closest traditional allies on Thursday, accusing Britain, France, and